A few years ago, I was standing in my kitchen, rustling up a Sunday brunch for some very hungover, very northern mates who were down in London for the weekend. One of them was helping me out, finding essential ingredients like paracetamol and orange juice, and asked me, "Where are the sun-dried tomatoes?" "The next to the cappuccino maker," I replied. A ghastly, pregnant silence fell. Slowly, we turned to meet each other's gaze. We didn't say anything. We didn't need to. Each read the other's unspoken thought. We had changed.